It's Monday. It's Monday the 7th of September. Yes, the 7th. And it I'll just start again. Monday the 7th of September, 8 AM. Hello, Mrs. Blackbird. Ah, you're looking beautiful. You are. Looking gorgeous. Wonder if she's still got those 5 wee bars, light bars down her front of her neck. I can't see her from here. Well, she's off front of the fence. Hello, come back here, you bugger. But she is, she's looking great now that she's fully through the molt. She just looks like a fresh young chick. It's a stunningly gorgeous autumn morning. Now yesterday was a lovely day. Yesterday was a beautiful day. Absolutely beautiful. Blue sky pretty much all through the day. And even as the sun went down in the evening, which wasn't that late in the evening, it was still blue sky. And this morning it's so calm and so still that the drone from the distant M8 motorway, Glasgow Edinburgh motorway, you can clearly hear, particularly in my right ear. That's how still the air is, that sound is travelling better, further, farther. I can't remember that now. Fenny, Vici, something. Oh God. My mind. And the sun is blasting its way through the apple tree and it's lovely. I can't actually see that, I can only see bits of the sun. The bits I'm looking at are blinding, obviously, but that's okay because I can look at the sun for a wee bit with my transitional glasses. Loads of flies being highlighted in the sky, in the garden, not in the sky, in the garden, in the air. Loads of wee flies, actually, you know, come to think about it, they're probably midges. Perfect midge morning. PMM. But it is, it's so calm, it's so still, and it's cold. But it's that lovely, fresh, cold, if that makes any sense. I slept well last night, at least I thought I slept well until I looked at my app. And it showed you just how broken sleep can be. You're too tired to realise it. All you want to do is go back to sleep. But no matter. I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling good. Refresh. Dangerous word to use. Refresh. I'm feeling okay. I think that's about it. It's in the middle of the road. Where's your mama gone? Yeah, middle of the road. Remember that grip? So, I'm feeling good in my head this morning, my well-being, feeling good in the body. My weight's been very stable for a long while now. Hardly moves, no matter how much exercise I get in or how many chocolate biscuits I've been eating, which I shouldn't be eating. Not that I eat a lot of chocolate biscuits, but I should eat them in the first place. But I think it's that time of year where, I spoke about this before, where at least here anyway, in the northern hemisphere, where we still have that inherent bodily desire to hibernate. That's what the body keeps telling you, you gotta eat, man, you gotta eat loads, like the big grizzly bear that I watched when I did that in Barra last evening on the telly, me and my wife, and how they have to pack in as much of anything they can eat before winter comes. 200,000 berries a grizzly bear, an adult grizzly bear, can consume in a day. 200,000 berries. Wow. And I think that's what happens with, not so much the berries, but chocolate biscuits and other wee treats to pile on the pounds so we can survive the winter. Yeah, all we've got to do is go along the supermarket in the middle of the winter, eh? Yeah. Anyway, my weight's been really stable. £142, give or take a wee bit either way, in the swingometer. That's the scales, actually. Which isn't bad, really. Not bad. Pretty good, actually, you know. Anyway, apart from that, I'm feeling good. Yesterday, my memory was jogged there, about as I looked to the feeders. Yesterday I came out and I filled up the Niger seeder and the two seed feeders. And I happened to look out, the one that's in the tree just outside my study window, where the birds like to come into the tree, grab something from the feeder, flit, and not a great one. Another wasp. This time it's picked the right ear. They like to flit. It flits a great word, isn't it? Flit. You know what, when you say flit, that's what we call moving house here. Your day in a flitting. Are you flitting? Aye, we're flitting. They like to flit, but they don't move home up into one of the wee branches to hack away at the seed to get to the kernel. Funny how that became a computer word, eh? The kernel. Anyway, I happened to look out and I saw the feeder swinging. I thought, wait a minute. The grey squirrel, because of the new growth on the tree, or the growth during the summer, one of the little thin branches had grown out, and it was enough to support the squirrel, the vermin, the grey rat. And it had got to the end of this wee thin branch and could just reach over and stick its mouth into the feeder and suck out seeds galore. It had taken 2 inches out the feeder inside, I don't know, probably about 5 minutes, because I'd only just filled them and turned around. So I came out and chased it. And the funny thing is, because of the array of trees I have in the garden, it was able to do what it would do in nature, escape me by means of tree to tree to tree to tree, and then over into the trees in the park without touching the ground once. So I went out and got my pruners and I cut that wee branch away completely. Yes, I'll sort you, you bugger. British Airways. I can see it's clear as anything this morning because there is no cloud in the sky whatsoever. And above me also, slightly to the Stuckies are on the aerial, move quickly to the right. Good to see the stars. There's a crescent moon. Now, the crescent is to the east as the sun is rising. So what's that again? I don't know. I should know all this. What is it? Is it the first, the last, everything? You're my first, my last, my everything. Good old Barry White. So where is it? As I peer harder at the moon, I can actually now make out its whole outline, just faintly on the dark side. No, I'm not going there, I've said it too many times about the dark side. So where is it? It's all night now. But it is a beautiful, beautiful morning. Oh my.